got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Hello, welcome to Dash and M's PLL podcast, episode 8. What's the episode called?
Please do talk about me when I'm gone.
Please do talk about me when I'm gone. Let's Zumba!
What?
I don't know, I just hear that ad like 5 times.
Yeah, actually, me too. I hear it at work all the time.
Let's Zumba!
Does anyone actually Zumba?
I know heaps of people, yeah.
Is it any good?
Quite a few people from my work do. Yeah, apparently. Apparently it's really good.
Is it basically just like dancing?
Yeah, like I always say to them, I do that for free at my house anyway. Like I just, when people's no one's home, you just put on music that you like and go crazy.
Or you just go to the fucking club every week and dance.
Exactly. I'm not going to pay someone to teach me how to do that. I already know. Can I just say to everyone out there in the podoverse that I'm a bit of a sad lesbot today, because today's the first day and I really kind of clicked that M is leaving. I'm pretty devs, so I'm sorry if I sound a bit downer.
I don't know why you're so sad about me leaving.
Because you're like my best friend.
No, I mean like...
What don't you understand about that?
No, I meant like, I mean, why did it only hit you today? I just don't get it.
I don't know, I just, like I said, I had that dream last night or whatever, or the other day, and I just felt really sad. It was just like, you know, like when things just hit you?
Yeah.
When, like, you know something, and like, I was fine, because it seemed so far away before when you first told me. Now I just realise how close it is, and it's my birthday, and I just think a year ago, and it's like, oh my god, and everything just hit me.
What did we do for your birthday last year?
You gave me a DS.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And I can't remember if we did anything. We probably did,
actually. Oh no, I remember what we did. I remember you getting me mad.
Why?
Because you always get mad at me.
I don't remember.
What happens at the start of this episode?
They're all at Spencer's, they've all got paintings or something?
Paintings? No, they're just sitting there talking about the memorial, and they're bringing that big box, and it's got, like, the sculpture or whatever that someone did.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, Iris' parents breaking up.
Oh, and Hannah gets her, like, says something, and Iris gets really snappy at her.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, yeah, my dad should have left, and what is that memorial?
Which I totally, like, understand, because my mum left, and I lived with my dad, so...
I was thinking about that, actually.
And people did think it was weird at the time.
What is that memorial? Like, I mean, what is it?
I think it's because it's like a year on and then they finally found the body.
No. I mean, what is that thing that opened up in the crate? What is it? Is
oh,
it
like it's a bird bath.
It's a bird bath?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And it's got little stick figures of girls on it.
Yeah. Huh. You want to go have a big mazz over it?
What?
Just the way you said, look, it's got girls on it.
No, I just meant like...
She's going to go to the park at night and just in a trench coat. Nothing else on underneath.
No, I was just... Ew. I was just wondering what it was, that's all. I thought it was going to be like a little fountain or something, but yeah, bird bath makes sense.
And then, Allison's brother comes, and he's like a total jerk.
No, before that, they were talking about how, like, Allison's life was like a movie or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Spencer's like, that's immortality, my darling.
Oh, yeah, and then they have the flashback.
The flashback, yeah. And they're all in super hot bikinis.
And Allie wants to die young.
Yeah.
Spencer in a bathing suit.
She looked really good.
That just doesn't even cover it. Not much cover in her.
I think Emily looked good too.
I didn't even notice.
Oh. Well, I love Emily. She's my girl. Emily and Hannah.
Yeah. You want Emily and Hannah to make out?
Yes, I do.
I want Hannah to make out with Lucas.
They probably will.
Yeah, well, you already know because you've seen it.
No, I mean, nothing like that happens yet. Oh, okay. So then it goes to Hannah's house and her credit card was declined.
Yeah, and she has to be careful about money. Hannah's being like a total bitch about it.
I know.
I was like, oh my god, why don't you go get a fucking job? That was my initial thought. I was like, get a job. And then when I saw she was going to sell some shit, I was like, oh, well, I guess that's the easy way. You could just get a job.
Well, why? Like, the stuff that she had is valuable stuff, and if she wasn't going to use it anymore, then... I think it's pretty smart of her to sell it.
Yeah, but still, get a job, seriously. I suppose that would go against her, like, whole I'm a rich girl thing.
Yeah. So then goes back to Spencer's house, and that's where we meet Allison's brother, Jason.
Yep.
Did you see what Spencer was wearing? She was wearing a tie.
Oh, yeah, I know. She looked super hot. I've written it down here.
I thought she looked weird.
So Hannah and Jason sort of had some weirdness?
I don't think so.
At the beginning, I just remember they had, like, a weird glancing thing.
I think she just walked in and she's just like, oh, my God. Because he's completely changed and she's completely changed.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
So they're both like, whoa, okay. And I like how Hannah was like, did we just get fired?
Yeah.
When, like, he started controlling everything.
And then Jenna wants to speak at the dedication and the girls are like, holy fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck's going on? Then we got Arya's flashback to homecoming.
I don't get this flashback. I mean, this only just happened, like, 2 episodes
ago. I know, that's why all I've got written is, like, way to use up 5 minutes of screen time.
Exactly.
But plus, it looked like the flashback that with that particular scene, it totally looked like Days of Our Lives.
Yeah,
it like, did. It had that glossy, dreamy, like...
That kind feel. Of tinge to it.
Yeah, like, yeah. They always have that... Like, it's like, you know when you get a photo and you can have a photo in gloss or matte?
Yeah.
It looks like it's matte or something.
Yeah. I just don't get it. It was completely pointless that they showed it. Like,
yeah. The whole thing. They showed, like, the whole scene.
Yeah. Well, I think they're just trying to show that she's still, like, hung up on him or whatever, and he's not back yet.
They could have done it in so many different ways.
I know.
They showed us that in the, like, previously on Pretty Little Liars part.
Yeah. Oh,
I thought it was dumb.
So, then we see Hannah...
And Sean.
And Sean. And oh! Sean's jealous of Lucas, it seems.
Yeah. Well, because he can see that they have, like, a little bit of, like, a connection going on. But they're going to go see Band of Horses, which are an awesome, awesome band.
Oh, okay.
They're, like, really good. Do you know them?
No.
Oh, I have this album of theirs called Cease to Begin. Please tweet me if you like it and have it because I think it's such a good album. And then also tweet me if you think their new album's any good because I'm not sure whether to get it or not. Because unlike M, sometimes I purchase these things.
What are you talking about? I purchase things all the time.
Yeah.
That was part of my problem. You're always like, you always buy too much shit.
Band of Horses are a good band.
Well, what kind of like music do they play? Is it indie or...?
Yeah, kind of. It's kind of like Americana. They're pretty cool. Like, they have, like, a kind of, like, a indie-slash-country sounding thing going on. So then Noel wants Arya to go. Lol. And Arya's like, uncomfortable! Because she doesn't even want to go.
Yeah. But, I mean, if I was her, I would just go anyway. Like, it's fun. Like,
I would go just because I'd get free ticket to go see Band of Horses.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, oh my god, next scene was so good. Maya and Emily.
Yeah.
And Maya's so painting her Mandarin.
Cute!
Yeah, it was so cute. I, like, seriously wrote, like... Smile-a-tastic. Like, it's so, so cute. And when Emily asks her
out, I know. How cute was that?
So cute.
They need. I said that. I just wrote down here, they need babies.
Yeah, oh my god. I wrote down. And then it was all, like, completely came to a crashing halt when Romo mum calls. I was so just. I was like, why'd you have to ruin it, Romo mum?
I wrote, okay, so, like, whatever, they ask each other out, they need babies, and as soon as she asks her out, Rosewood mumbot calls.
Oh, no, it's like, I can smell the lesbians. I can smell lesbians. Call daughter. Does not compute.
Does Hannah work on the yearbook now?
I think she's just helping Lucas out.
Okay.
Oh, my God, and when she says, who buys those action figures? I do. Yeah, I do. But seriously, I have a Batman's figurine that sits pretty much in my car constantly. And guess what Josh gave me for my birthday?
I saw.
A Joan Jett Barbie. Oh my god, it's so amazing. It's so amazing though. It's in its case and it's never coming out. It's a collector's edition.
So, I wrote down that Lucas is kind of like me. You know, impress girls with my tech knowledge. Putting things on eBay.
Impress girls. Yeah. You lure them in via that tech knowledge. And then you rape and kill them.
What? That's horrible. Don't say that.
No, you don't. But you do lure them in with your tech knowledge. That part's true. Then we go to Emily and Arya.
Yep.
And Emily's dad's coming home.
I know, and she's super excited.
She's like, oh my god, my racist, freaking homophobic asshole dad is coming home and I can't wait. It's going to be so great.
We don't know that about her dad yet.
But we can assume that one racist likes to produce spawn with another racist.
Wouldn't that mean that Emily should be racist then?
No. Emily was just their spawn. She can make her own mind up.
Right.
But, like, racists are attracted to other racists.
Oh, really? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's the law of attraction.
Okay.
That's why me and you are such good friends, because we're both so racist.
You mean you're racist?
You enjoy my racism.
So...
Oh, didn't someone ask why you think I'm racist?
No, they were asking, what race we are.
Oh, okay. Well, look, we wait for the Q&A thing.
Yeah.
We need to write down all these questions and put names next to them so we don't lose them in the Twitterverse.
Yeah.
Spencer, writing her Ally speech, and she has a flashback.
And then you get to see Jenna Bot's eyes.
Yeah. And they're hot.
They are. They're very nice.
Super green.
Yeah.
And pretty much Allison hates Jenna and Toby.
Why though? I don't understand that.
Because she's a total whore. She hates everyone.
Okay, but
everyone that she can't manipulate.
I'm surprised that she's not friends with Jenna, because like Jenna seems to be, you know, fall right into their beautiful, popular looking.
Yeah, but she's not popular. She hangs out with the weird people. Right. They said that in that scene. She's like, oh, she's over there with the blah blah weird people.
Okay. Spencer has a really amazing smile in that scene.
I know.
It was so super amazing. I thought of you when I saw it. I was like,
Did you have a little Spencer moment? Did you have a little pang?
I did.
Yeah. And then she says something like, friends forever.
Yeah.
It's like, what? So American. Why do Americans always have to be super corny? Is it like in their blood?
I think it's just in TV shows.
But when, so in real life, Americans aren't that corny? No. I bet they are. I'm like, oh my god, you guys. I love you guys so much.
Not anyone that
Every
I met.
Thanksgiving, I have sex with my uncle. You're gonna have to talk about that later. You're gonna have to talk about that later. Since you've been gone!
I haven't watched that movie in ages.
That is such a good song.
I love the fact we're talking about Spring Breakdown now.
If you haven't seen Spring Breakdown, you need to get that.
Jane Lynch is in it. You got to watch it.
Jane Lynch and Amy Poehler and Rachel Dratch.
Yeah,
it's so good. Parker Posey. It's such a good movie.
They get a message from A.
Do it right. I'll be watching, just like Tom Sawyer. Then we got Hannah and Aria at school,
and Hannah's trying to convince Aria to go to the concert.
Which is like, why do you need any convincing?
Yeah, I know. Have you just heard go? That song?
Have you heard those songs?
Even though I don't know that band, I would still go. It's a fucking concert. Who cares?
And the lead singer is really cute. I have this weird thing, okay? Like, I'm pretty gay. Like, I think guys are hot and stuff, but, like, I'm never, like, really more sexually attracted to guys than, like, I'm just not. But the most guys that I'm like, he's hot, he's really, you know, seeing myself making out with or whatever, are guys with beards. Really beardy, hairy, rustic, like...
Ew.
Caleb from Kings of Leon, 100% obsessed. Like, he's my number one. He's who I would turn straight for. And the guy from Band of Horses is, like, seriously so beardy. The guy from My Morning Jacket, like, those kind of guys. And then the only guy I've ever really fully made out with, like, really hardcore made out with, was, like, this random bearded Irish dude at a festival one time. And we made out for, like, the whole night. Flashback. Aria's pining. Over Noel?
Yep, so she sees him in the flashback putting sunscreen on a girl who apparently has just got a boob job.
And then she throws up over jealousy.
I don't think she throws
up.
Yeah,
well, it's not in the scene, but, like, when they flash to Allison, you can hear Aria, no, my love! That's the second time I've mocked throwing up on them.
Yes, you should stop doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, it's farting, apparently.
Oh my god, I threw up so much yesterday.
Really?
So much.
It's bad for your teeth.
Yeah, I know.
And your stomach lining.
Yeah.
Don't be bulimic.
I wasn't bulimic. I threw up because I drank too much alcohol and did other things.
Oh, I thought you were just saying you had sexy time with someone.
Oh, I could have, you know.
Really?
Maybe.
No, but really?
There's some hot girls there.
Did you have sexy time? Did you make out with someone? Did you?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, anyway.
Oh, and the girl's name was Prudence. Charm for the win.
Oh, yeah. I thought the girl you're talking about you made out with.
No.
It's like, what? So Allison's just being a total bitch and decides to go out. What does that mean? Oh, that's when Aria decides.
Yeah, she agrees to go out.
Okay, fuck it. Let's just do it.
Yep.
And then we have the return of bum, 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 Detective Dickface.
I wrote Detective Dickface is back.
He's saying, where the fuck is Toby? He's always, like, plugging Hannah first.
I know. I wrote down, why does he always pick on Hannah? Like, yeah. It's the first person that...
Is it because of the sunglasses thing?
I guess. And also, like, I think he thinks that he can manipulate her.
He's so sleazy.
Okay, you know how Hannah sort of hits back at him?
Yeah, he finally gets called out. That's what I wrote down.
But the thing is, why would it matter if he slept with Hannah's mum? Because it's got nothing to do with the case anyway.
It does. He's blackmailing. He's like blackmailing her.
Yeah, but it's still got nothing to do with that case.
No, but like, they're going to lose a lot of respect for him.
Right.
He's basically sleeping with her because she's only doing it to get Hannah out of trouble. They're going to go, well, that's unethical.
Yeah, I guess.
Then we got Jenna and Spencer. Oh my god.
That was like some really...
It was so hot. It was so fucking hot.
Yeah.
It was practically porn with clothes on. All I could write, like, in my writing, like, all my writing's just normal, and then for that scene, it's just, like, children's crayon scribble with, like, this is hot, because you can see I was drooling. Like, I wasn't even looking at the page, I was just like, ugh.
There's heaps of sexual tension.
Oh, so much sexual tension. They need to get together. I wonder if there's fanfics of them.
Maybe.
Jenna and Spencer, that would be the hottest fan. That would be a really hot fanfic.
Well,
someone write me a fucking Jenna and Spencer fanfic and then email it to me. Email it to my private email, which I'll give you.
Again, Spencer is wearing something weird.
So hot. I love her clothes. Have you noticed how I've started dressing like her?
No.
That grey skirt that I bought.
Was that meant to be like Spencer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
With the whole Cardi thing. Shirt, skirts, Cardis. Okay. Where do you think I get this shit from?
I don't know.
From my idol, Spencer. I think if I dress like her, maybe she'll want to be with me, because that's what lesbians like.
Well, she's not gay.
She hasn't met me yet.
Right.
But it was actually interesting what they said.
Yeah.
Alison was done with you. That was a whole bit of a revelation.
So Jenna is thinking that one of the PLL girls killed Alison, possibly Spencer, because Spencer's the only one that stood up to her.
Yeah, I think that's what she's saying. She's saying Alison was afraid of you.
Yeah.
And then I did think Spencer was awake first.
Yeah.
This is going to go somewhere.
And she was the only one who came back, and she's like, Alison's gone.
Yeah, something's definitely going on with that. Yeah. I actually found that really intriguing scene. Like, once I picked my jaw up off the floor and listened to what they were saying, it was really interesting.
I think maybe, I don't think Spencer is the one who killed her, but I think she knows something more about it.
Like, I think she's seen something. I think she's hiding something.
Yeah.
Because she's afraid of, like,
the consequences or something.
Yeah. I think she must have had some... I'm starting to think my love actually had something to do with it, but I don't think she actually killed Alison. I think she just, you know, I think she knows more, like you say, than she's letting on.
Mm.
So, what happens with that?
Mm. Then we go to Lucas's room where he's doing...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bagsarus.ebay.com.
So she's selling all of her stuff.
And she flashes back.
Yep. Back to this... I guess it's the park? Because it's not the beach.
No, I think that they're, like, at a lake or something like that.
And it seems like everyone from school seems to be there.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe it was some kind of school. Like, maybe it was, like, some end-of-year class party or something.
Mm. And then, Hannah attempts to defend Lucas when Alison was being mean to him.
Hermie the hermaphrodite or whatever. Why? He doesn't even look weird. Like, he looks like a normal dude.
Yeah, well, I think, like, Alison's the kind of person that she picks one thing and then she
just sticks to it.
Yeah.
And then we've got Hannah's mum and Aria's dad.
Yeah, do you think they're going to hook up?
All I wrote was, ew. And then later on as the scene progressed, I wrote, no. That's all. Ew. No. Please stop now. This is disgusting. I disrespect both of you so immensely that the two of them hooking up, I think, would induce vomiting.
Could you imagine if they did hook up then?
I'm gagging. Stop now.
Okay.
I hate them both so much. They're two of my most... Ah, two of my most disliked characters. I don't want screen time wasted on both of them at once. Yeah. At least put someone in the scene that I actually like.
Yeah, okay.
What do you think?
I don't like them together either, but I don't know. It would be weird, especially if they do get together. It'd be weird for, like, Aria and Hannah.
Yeah.
You know? Because they'll be, like, kind of like a family.
Maybe there'll be a fanfic about them. We should say we're referring to fanfic so much because we were just reading a fanfic about Rachel and Quinn from Glee having hot, hot, hot sex.
Yeah, and I can't see those two characters together.
No.
But it's because Lea Michele and Dinah Agron?
Yeah, actually, like, a little bit hot in real life.
No, they're just, like...
Super clingy.
Yeah.
Very lesbian.
Yeah.
Roommates and all that.
Yeah.
If anyone's interested in the fanfic we just spoke about, just tweet us.
Yeah, because it is super hot.
It's pretty hot. And then we go to Jason school. And Spencer.
And Emily. And Detective Dickface is looking through Toby's locker.
Yeah. And then, you find out Toby called Alison the night that she died.
Yeah, why would he call her?
I don't know. More intrigue. This was actually quite an intriguing episode. So,
do you think they had, like, a thing?
Because
he was like...
I don't know, because Alison and Jenna were close, apparently.
They weren't close, they only started talking
hospital. Developed a friendship.
Yeah, but I think they only, like, it was just 100% manipulation, it wasn't a friendship.
Yeah, but you don't know, because Jenna seemed pretty cluey.
I think she...
Maybe Alison really did open up to Jenna. Maybe she...
I don't know. I think Alison just told her version of everything.
Yeah. Like, to cover her tracks. Like, she knew she orchestrated this herself.
Yeah,
it's like she knew she was going to die.
Maybe she even committed suicide, I don't know.
Maybe she got Toby to kill her or something.
I don't know if she would. she would do
or
that.
Or maybe she set it up so that Toby would...
would look like the killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Emily's getting ready for her date. She puts on the scarf that Maya got her.
I never clicked with that. I never got why they did. Yeah, that makes sense. And then the flashback to kissing Rob. And Allison is a fucking whore.
I know.
I hate her so bad. What? I don't.
What?
You can't even get...
I don't even, like, want to ship them at all. Like, they just don't go. I don't know what Emily saw in her at all.
But we've talked about this before. I get Emily because Emily, you know, I get it because Emily's all, like, felt like no one would accept her and she knew Allison knew a little thing and they had their little, like, you know, Emily and Hannah were both so insecure that I understand. But I don't understand Aria and Spencer putting up with their crap because they're not the kind of people that would. Like, Hannah and Emily, I totally understand because they were both so insecure.
That, like, Spencer and Aria, you know, started something, Emily and Hannah would follow Allison.
So?
And so, you know, then that whole friendship group would break up, you know? Then they'd lose not just one friend, but they'd lose three.
I just don't know if she's worth it. She's an absolute bitch. Like, when she was looking at Emily like that, just being like, who do you want to kiss? I just wanted to punch her in the fucking face. Then we got Sean and company, and they're all going to the gig. And then Lucas shows up. Like, they're all sitting around, you know, at, like, Noel. No, I think they're all at Hannah's place. With Noel and Aria and...
Yeah. And then they're waiting for Crazy Bread or something?
Yeah. What's what is Crazy Bread?
I don't know.
And then Lucas shows up. And, like, I thought that was a bit random.
I know. And as if he couldn't wait to the next day to give her money.
I know. I mean, obviously he's coming because he's, like, all, like, I'm keen on you and stuff. But yeah. He didn't have to be so super awkward. He even if he wasn't into it, it's like, oh, I'm sorry, I intruded. I'm going to leave. Like,
yeah. Well, he did.
He was so kind of just like, mm-hmm. or something. It's like, that's her boyfriend and her friends, dude. So, like, it's normal for them to be here.
Yeah. And also I found it weird that the amount of money that he gave her was just, like, nothing compared to the stuff that she would have got.
I know. It was, like, $100 or something.
It was about 150.
Yeah.
And I was thinking... Okay, Gucci bag and all that kind of stuff. That would have easily gone for like $300.
Yeah.
Maybe he only sold one. But I thought it was quite nice of her to restock the fridge rather than go out and buy something else that she wanted.
Yeah, it was. It was sweet of her. We haven't got up to that yet.
Okay. So we get to the movie theatre and Maya and Emily are talking about Emily's dad. Maya already wants to meet Emily's dad, which is like the most lesbian thing ever.
Yeah, it's so cute. I was just like, oh.
And then, like, as soon as the movie starts, Emily holds Maya's hand, which is so...
They touch hands.
I know. Like, it's pretty, like, ballsy of her. She doesn't seem like a ballsy type of person.
But I think it's, like, she feels comfortable now because Maya's gone into the kill so many times and, like, obviously put out how she feels. So yeah. Emily's like, the ball is totally in my court.
Yeah, true.
And, like, you would be comfortable in that situation to know at least you're not going to get rejected.
Yeah, that's true. And then the scene ends.
Okay. Jason and Spencer.
Is Jason staying there or, like, what's he doing there?
I don't know, but I think Spencer's hair would smell really good.
Gross.
Don't you think it would?
Maybe. Just
imagine putting your nose in.
That's creepy. She's going to hear this and think that that's really creepy, along with every other creeptastic thing you've ever said.
She's not listening, and if she is, I love you so fucking much. I will want to marry you.
You love Spencer, not Troy and Belisario like that.
I don't know. Maybe I love Troy. Try and meet me and we can see if we love each other. Maybe we will. Can I smell your hair though?
Yeah, she's never going to want to meet you now.
She wants to meet me. I'm going to come to America to meet you. I'll fly. I'll pay all the money and I'll meet you at your house.
Creepy.
And I'll just smell your hair and leave. Just send me some of your hair. That's another option we could explore. Allison told Jason Spencer did it. Allison is a fucking whore bitch demon spawn.
Yeah, she's a liar. What the hell?
I hope Spencer killed her. I hope she did it. I hope she's happy with it. I hope she goes to bed and is happy at night because she's dead.
Okay, when Jason says that he's worse than Allison, what does that meant to mean? Like, what's he trying to do? Like, I don't get what he's doing.
Now. I don't know. All I wrote was, you're a fucking twisted family. That's all I wrote. Like, twisted. Twisted.
Okay, well, let's go to the next scene, which is at the movies.
I reckon that their family somehow orchestrated this entire thing for some reason. It just seems so fucked up.
That seems so Veronica Mars, though. They wouldn't do that again.
I don't know. I didn't watch Veronica Mars, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
But thanks for killing the story, so now I never will watch it.
What? Their family didn't orchestrate it.
I know why you love so much.
Why?
Because she looks like Veronica Mars. They look the same.
Do you know what? I told her that the other day. She's like, you always tell me I look like people. And then, like, she was over here and we were flicking through the We're actually cuddled up on the couch, actually. But
touching? How?
She was lying like this, and I was lying over there.
Where?
It was on the long couch.
So we like both lying together.
Not lying down. She was lying down, but I was sitting next to her, kind of. Not like romantic touching, but
were you happy?
There was nowhere else to sit, so.
So you have a thing for her.
She's my friend, alright?
I know you keep saying that, but I'm just saying, like, I know you can be friends, but you have a little thing for her.
I don't have a thing for my friend who I'm leaving soon.
You're going to miss her, aren't you?
I am going to miss her.
Are you going to wish that you guys kissed?
No.
I reckon you guys could kiss.
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Because we're just friends.
But if she, like, leaned in for a kiss with you, would you go there?
Yes.
See? That reaction shows.
Okay, but you would go there.
Fuck yeah.
Well, there you go.
She looks like Veronica Mars.
She looks better than Veronica Mars.
She does. Actually, she does.
She's taller than Veronica Mars.
And hotter. She's hotter. Like, imagine a hotter, if you can imagine a hotter version of Veronica Mars.
Yeah. Anyway, come on, the scene that you want to talk about.
Emily and Fire. But seriously, it's so hot. It's so hot.
Okay, calm down.
And it was so happy. It wasn't just hot, it was really happy. My heart was so happy when I watched it.
Calm down there.
They were so happy.
Okay.
And they were kissing.
Yes, they were. There was a brief, like, 5-second view of Maya and Emily making out in the movie theater.
But it was such...
And the popcorn gets knocked over.
It was such a happy makeout.
Okay, you're hyperventilating there. Calm down.
It was so good, though.
Do you have anything else to add?
I was just so happy.
So, we're back to Hannah's house and Ari and Nola talking.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's a very good actor, but I like his character.
100. He looks 100 and she looks like 5.
Seems to like the look of older guys.
Yeah, totally. Spencer SOS's Aria.
And so Hannah and Aria.
Then they all have a big SOS meeting.
Okay, so that means Emily leaves her date and Aria and Hannah don't go to this concert?
I know.
Is that what the deal is?
I don't know. I think it's hilarious that they don't go to Band of Horses and then Emily and Maya don't have their sex that they probably would have had.
Yeah.
Because that makeout, there's no way that makeout just ends with making out. There is no way that makeout would have ended.
That's true. Like, have you ever made out with someone in the theatre?
Clothes would have taken off. No, my ex-girlfriend didn't like PDA.
I've made out with a girl in movie theatre before.
Yeah, I haven't.
We can go to the cinema and make out if you want.
That's creepy.
I'll totally do it.
No.
Why?
Because we're friends.
So, I'm leaving soon.
So that just means we're not friends anymore and it's cool for us to just make out?
We are friends, but I mean, like, we can totally go to the cinema and make out and then you can be like, I've made out with someone in the cinema.
You're deleting all of this off.
I'm 100% serious. We can totally do it.
I'm not doing that.
Okay. Just put it out there. Why is Hannah's mum mad? I'd be proud. Oh, about the, like, restocking the fridge and stuff.
I get it. It's like a pride thing.
Hmm.
You know, like, she wants to be the provider. She feels inadequate, the fact that her daughter has to do that.
Still, I mean, if my kid had heaps of random shit and we were struggling for money and they sold it and made money, I'd be happy.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
I do.
Then we go to the memorial thingy, finally.
And Ian is back.
What the fuck? Who even cares? Spencer made out and they get over it. She made out with what's his name too,
Ren,
so this one's going to be way less of a shock.
Yeah, true.
Plus they're not even together anymore.
Yeah.
Lolled out the alley photo again.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird,
the Photoshop weird head one. Oh, my leg's bleeding.
Oh, gross. Over my bed.
It's alright, it's not.
Do you want some tissue?
Yeah. Allison laughing was like, pure happiness or whatever.
Yeah.
Allison laughing was pure fucking evil.
Yeah, it was. She is an evil person.
Pure oral evil.
Must be, like, but when they were making those speeches, though, it did kind of sound like they really meant it, you know?
Oh, I thought Spencer's was nice. But there are certain scenes when, like, I'm just watching the screen and I can't concentrate on anything. All I can think is Spencer.
I know what you mean, because I get like that when I'm watching Glee.
With Santana's on.
Yeah. Mm. But also Quinn, when I see Quinn and I'm like, oh. Especially when she's in that cheerleader uniform.
Quinn and Santana making out would be hot. A fanfic of them would be hot, because it would be believable.
There's heaps of fanfics of them.
Really?
Yeah, and there's heaps of Santana and Whitney.
It would be really believable, because, like, just the whole fanfiction thing with Rachel and that, I just can't imagine Rachel being serious
but
and
that's
sexy.
That's the whole point. Like, all fanfiction is what you want, you know? Like, there's heaps of
I'm not knocking them for wanting that, but I just can't. It doesn't work for me, because as much as I, you know how much I think Rachel is so hot.
Mm.
She's just not, like, she's just hilarious.
Mm, there's heaps of fan fiction of Kurt and Puck as well.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cute.
Jenna does her speech and she doesn't spill the beans on knowing what she thinks really happened.
Yeah. She also doesn't realise how Australian she is.
I know.
There were so many moments in that speech where I was like, everyone in that crowd is just cringing at her crap American accent.
Yeah, you could really hear her accent coming out there.
As usual, I thought it was a really lame ending. Oh, the Allison bracelet thing.
Yeah, so they go back to Spencer's and Jason returns Allie's bracelet and said that it was on her when she died.
Yeah.
So then the bracelet that they do have is a copy. So whoever A is fucking messing with them and...
knows heaps about them. And then the ending was just lame.
So someone's smashing up the memorial.
Allison's so alive. I'm sorry, but she is.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, if she is, do you think her brother knows?
I don't know. I don't know, because I can't figure out how you could get around the whole body thing, but I don't know. She just, I don't know. I guess it answers everything, but it's too easy for her to just be alive. That would just be too easy.
Yeah, and wouldn't her parents, like, realise that her body's there unless it was, like, completely decomposed that they couldn't tell it was her?
Well, after a year, it would easily be very decomposed.
Well, I'm sure they do, like, you know...
DNA testing. It's, no. I know, but that's what I'm saying, like...
Yeah.
Unless they had dental work.
Probably. And I'm sure a family like that would have heaps of dental work, though.
Yeah, I don't know. It's getting really good, though.
Yeah. Only two more episodes to go.
Well, shout-outs.
I don't have any shout-outs.
Okay, I've got one shout-out, and I can't remember if we've shouted out to this person once before. I feel like maybe we have, but in the case that we haven't, I definitely want to shout-out to Isaiah. Or Izzy, I think he calls himself, from Berkeley, California. I'm shouting to you purely because you're the first dude that has emailed us.
Yeah.
And you come from some super, super gay family, apparently. Like, gay mom, gay sisters, you're gay. So, like, everyone in your family's gay, which I think is some kind of, I don't know, the whole gay argument between nature versus nurture. Your family is a strong argument for nurture. I don't know what your parents did, but you guys are fucking gay.
I'm sure there's heaps of families like that.
Amazo-gayness. Maybe. Maybe his mum was gay and she just adopted all his baby gays.
Mm.
So she could look after them and nurture them in their gayness.
What about Tegan and Sarah?
Tegan and Sarah are maternal twins, so it makes a lot more sense because the instance of homosexuality amongst fraternal twins, or in the instance of their sexualities being the same amongst fraternal twins is like really, really, really low, like 1%. The instance among maternal twins, however, which is the identical twins, is actually, I think, between 40 and 60%.
Oh, okay.
So Tegan and Sarah, on the other hand, are actually a really, really strong argument for it being genetic.
Mm.
And those are called twin studies. They use fraternal twins versus maternal twins because then it's basically two people with the exact same genetics being raised in the exact same environment.
Mm.
So you can use them to be studied. There's an entire field of study in psychology called twin studies.
What about your siblings? Do they have any gay genes?
My sister is very, very not gay. I think my brother's pretty not gay.
Okay.
My Matilda, on the other hand... I worry about her.
I don't think she's gay.
I don't know. She has little child gay moments. Because she's really young. Yeah. So. It's hard to know, but I don't know. The jury's still out on her. But she is seriously going to be a really, really, really hot adult.
Mm. My sister is straight. My brother is straight.
Yeah, sister, see. I don't know about her, right?
She's straight.
Yeah. She's very, very religious. But I don't know.
She's straight.
I don't know. She told me. She told you too. Yeah. She told you she had a crush on a girl.
Yeah, but that's different from, like, being gay.
No, I'm just saying that she's not... It's a Kinsey scale. She doesn't sit at 100% on the straight end of the Kinsey scale.
Okay.
She sits somewhere probably in the 80s, even the 70s. I reckon your sister's gayer than you think. I mean, she's never, ever, 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 ever going to go anywhere with that. And she's mostly straight, but she has her little gay moments, I think. She's in touch with her female-to-female side.
Please stop talking about my sister like that.
No.
Do not go there.
I just say what I was going to say, but I thought about her this morning.
That's just wrong.
You don't know what the end of the story is, so you can't judge me.
Okay, but the way you
don't
said that...
Don't bring your hate around here. Don't bring your hate around here. We don't need that shit.
So, we're still running the competition.
Nobody entered this week, and I was really disappointed. I was actually so disappointed. Please can someone... Even, because this is what I don't understand. We have so many listeners. We know we do because we have stats, right?
Yeah.
We have, and not so much even single listeners that just listen to us once or whatever. We have a lot of subscribers. So we have people, and I know you're out there who listen to our podcast every single week because you download it every week. Why would you waste your downloads if you weren't listening to it? There must be some other people out there, okay? Because, you know, we're running out of shout-outs. We need some peeps to, like, get back to us. Like, I'm talking hundreds of people out there who download this podcast every week that have never emailed us or tweeted us or Facebooked. You have the internet because you're listening to our podcast. So,
what's we want to hear
you speak
from
English
you.
Because you listen to our podcast. You know, like, please, like, we want to hear from you. You don't understand how vain we really are. We want to hear how great we are. We want you to tell us. And we want you to enter our competition because we want you to win some cool shit. So what's your problem?
I think you spent, like, the last 20 minutes talking.
Oh, Kanye and people not tweeting us.
And tweet us about Glee because I love that show and I want more people to talk to me about it because no one else wants to talk to me about it.
Tweet her about that. Tweet me about roller derby if you love it. Just be like, I heart roller derby, and then I'll give you major props, and I'll definitely shout out to you. Do we have a listener out there? Do we have a listener out there who plays roller derby? Oh my god, that would be so awesome. If you play roller derby, or even, like, have anything to do with roller derby, please, please tweet me, because I'm total fresh meat, and I'm completely in love with this sport, so I want some fresh meat buddies, or some roller derby buddies. You know the competition, like, we explained it, right?
Yep.
Get the picture, make it awesome, funny little thing, caption thing. It's on our blogspot, and then send it to us.
Yeah, and you can tweet us at -mpll.
Yes.
And then you can
email us at podcastpll@gmail.com. And we love you all so much. And please, email us if you haven't already. Tweet us, because we want to hear from you. We really, really, really do.
That's the end.
There isn't any more.